Today we'll be chatting with Gail de Villiers from the Gail Bar Dancing Academy. We'll be talking about the upcoming spectacular concert that is set to take place in October in Bethlehem. So, Mr. Villiers, can you please tell us more about this concert?
We are putting on a production at the end of this year in October, and we promise to have a very happy event because I'm doing a happy show called Time for Joy. The show will take place on the 19th, 21st and 22nd of October. And I've put all my students in the show because it's just such an experience for children to be on stage. That's what we teach them for, just to experience that wonderful feeling of gracing the stage. And we are doing a Christmas spectacular type of production. So it's going to be all a happy event of all the different factors of Christmas. You know, the Christmas tree, the Father Christmases, all those type of things that make children happy. And then we go to the real why. What is Christmas? And that will be we end off with a nativity of the birth of Christ. So that's all in the production. We're busy now with photo shoots to do our costumes. Our costumes are finished, so we do our photo shoot on Friday. And we're busy teaching them on stage to get the spacing and whatever ever they have to learn about stage work. So that's where we are right now in the rehearsals.
At the moment, people that actually want to be part of this concert, are they still able to sign up or is it too late?
No, it's not too late. Yeah, they have to be trained. You know, we train them. My students are from the age of 4 until I've got 19, 20-year-olds in it as well. So it's a process of training. And so it's too late to start now. Next year we start again and then we start training them again and try and get them ready for productions and exams, etc.
So I take it this concert is something that happens every year?
No, I only do one every fourth year. But because of COVID, I'm 2 years overdue. We couldn't do it in 2020 when it was planned. And it's quite a big production, you know. It's not just a concert. It's a little bit more than a concert. So, you know, it's quite a lightning event. And we try to do it as professionally as possible. We are working with children. We teach tap, modern, and ballet. So those genres are in it. We try and teach them, you know, it's quite intense. So it flows and it's not open, closed curtains, etc. So it's quite a lovely experience for the children to have.
Where in Bethlehem are you based?
In Bethlehem. I teach from home in Gedenk Street. I have a studio at my home where I've been teaching here now for 38 years. Yeah, so the kids come to me and I run the studio every day. We work from 1 until 7. So that's how my studio works, yeah.
And in preparing these concerts, because I've actually been told that they end up being these huge, spectacular, or is flamboyant the right word?
Yeah, well, it's spectacular for Bethlehem, put it that way.
Yeah. So really what goes into those concerts?
Well, it's a lot of planning. We do, I plan. First of all, I get an idea. And that started in New York when I was there at Christmas time, and I just had this desire to, after all the heartache of COVID and sadness, I just thought we've got to do something that's full of joy. And so when I was there in New York in December in for Christmas, I just got the feeling that this is my next production. I want to do something very happy and Christmassy and, you know, just bring joy to people's hearts. So that's where it's originated, this particular theme, because I think of a theme and then I plan the music. It took me about 6 months to plan the music. And then I've got to put each group into a slot where I think that age group would fit that genre and that age of the music. Then I've got to suit the music to the age group. So it's quite a mission to get that. And then I start designing the costumes that work out with the music to fill the character. And so I would say it's a year of planning. My family doesn't see much of me because it's quite intense. And, you know, then I've got to start choreographing all the numbers. We've got 26 numbers that I've choreographed. And that is quite time-consuming. So that it is a lot of planning that goes into it. And then we have a gala evening on the Saturday evening. So we've got a whole three-course dinner where people sit at tables and, yeah, with a Christmas atmosphere. So there's a lot of little extra things going into it. The program, we print a booklet of the program with all photos taken, you know, coloured photos. So there's a lot of planning into that as well. yeah, so it's quite a big planning story, but it's my passion, so I love doing it.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your journey into dancing and how you came about starting the dancing school?
Well, I started dancing when I was six. I was taught in Ficksburg by a wonderful teacher called Winnie Hopefish. And when I finished matric, she taught me the love of dance. And then I went through to Bloemfontein and I continued my dancing at the Dancing Center under Daphne Kruger and Rizal Haddad, who continued my journey of loving dance. And I just had such a passion for it. And then I started teaching in four different towns, Markwood, Bethlehem, Ficksburg, and Clockalon. And I traveled through every week. And then I met my husband in Bethlehem and I based myself in Bethlehem. So that's why I'm still here. I've come a long way of teaching many children. I started in Bloemfontein and I did a lot of training in Johannesburg as well. And I just have such a passion for working with children and just bringing a confidence to the child and a love for dance. That's my main passion, is to teach them the love of dance. And I hope I've succeeded in that, you know. With these productions, they really enjoy the experience of being on stage. It's such a wonderful experience for a little child.
So can you tell us about the time you took your students to New York for dancing classes?
I first went to New York with the AIDT, who I belonged to. In 1978, we did a whole American trip where we danced ourselves as young girls, which really stole my heart of what it's all about. And then I had this passion to take my girls that I've trained to go and learn from people that are so wonderfully trained in New York. So we just did the New York one this time. And Bridget Reeve does the trips every year, and she invited us to join her. So I took seven of my pupils with their moms, and we had the most amazing time, because the children could dance in the top studios in the world, such as Martha Graham, Alvin Ailey Studios, Steps on Broadway, Broadway Dance Center. They had three or four classes a day. And these girls went from one studio to another and just sapped in all the energy and the knowledge of these wonderful choreographers in New York. And then in the evenings, we went to see productions, and they saw the top shows in the world. So it was just an amazing experience. In between, we toured. We saw the whole of New York City and all the wonderful landmarks of New York City. So we did have a lot of fun in between, but they had so much fun dancing and such a lovely experience of what the real Broadway is all about. I don't think there's another experience that any of us have had that was more rewarding than that.
Do one of these concerts of yours at least get featured in New York? Do your friends from abroad actually get to see the shows?
Oh, no. I'm not on that league at all.
Yeah.
No. We just have fun here, and I just want to entertain the community of Bethlehem.
Yeah, any other tips for people that actually want to be part of such production or that actually want to take up dancing despite having two left feet?
Well, I can't imagine living without dance. Dance and music to me is the fruit of life. It's just a wonderful experience to enjoy. And I just feel every little child must be exposed to it. Some don't like it, and that's fine. But feel every little child, especially little girls, but I mean, we love the boys as well. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to do. And, you know, you think you've got two left feet, but sometimes you find that you haven't. You've got a right and a left. So I think it's absolutely wonderful just to try first. Try and just see how much you enjoy. If you enjoy music, I just believe a child must be exposed to that. And it builds confidence. I try and teach a child to be confident in life. And I can't tell you how many matrics have thanked me for teaching them to time manage. You know, you need to time manage and you have to fit in all these things. Dancing takes a lot of work. It's not just getting up there and doing a few little moves. There's a lot of training and so much into it. You know, you've got to really work. The dancers work very, very hard when they get somewhere. It's hours and hours and hours. And not only just fun, they have a lot of blood, sweat and tears. But it's so worth it at the end.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Gale. It's been a pleasure to have an interview with you.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I do appreciate it.
And that was Gale de Villiers from Gale Ball Dancing Academy.